I'm sure we all enjoyed this morning the theme in our reading meeting, in the reading meeting on John 14, and the various hymns that reminded us so vividly of the Lord's return for us to take us home. And something that struck me was a question that Carl Van Spanken asked, and he asked, "Yes, but are we ready?" And you know, that's a practical question, isn't it? And I suppose I should stop just to quote John 3:16, in case there is somebody here that isn't ready to meet God, some boy or girl. Maybe there won't be a gospel meeting tonight. And so we can quote John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And so if there's a boy or girl here that isn't ready, then accept Christ this very moment. You may never have another opportunity. But that isn't what Carl was talking about. Carl was talking about our state of soul. Are we living close enough to the Lord that we're really ready? We're watching and waiting with our lower lights burning. And you know, that's what the Lord wants. He works with us daily. Brother Sam was talking about how the Lord worked with Elijah. And you know, he's working with every one of us to that end, that we'll be watching and waiting, ready for him. And Peter speaks about an abundant entrance. And I'm sure that's what the Lord would have in mind for everyone here. Well, let's just turn to Jeremiah 18, because this tells how the Lord works with each one of us. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel." And I just briefly, there's no question but what the Word of God here is speaking about Israel and how they denied their Messiah. And so the vessel was marred by their own doing, but the potter, the Lord, he's going to make another vessel, I'm sure, during the tribulation. And this will be a beautiful vessel, and we'll see how beautiful it is during the tribulation period. But just to apply this to your heart and mine, and of course I'm talking to myself, and if there's anything that's worthwhile for you, well, that's good. It's a marvelous thing to have a soft heart. And that's why youngsters are so precious. It's because they aren't hardened yet. They're generally soft, and that's a marvelous thing, because the potter can work with that soft heart and produce a vessel that will be so pleasing to him. Sometimes as we get older, our hearts get hardened, and that's a very sad thing, isn't it? The Lord has to work with us too. Well, here's the potter, and I've never worked with clay, and there may be somebody here that's worked with clay, so I'll have to be pretty careful. But I've seen a potter work with clay. They have this wheel, and this mass of clay there starts with just a lump of clay, mixed certain kind of clay, mixed with some water, so the consistency is just right. And then sometimes they have a treadle wheel, like on an old sewing machine, and that turns the wheel. And the potter works with his hands, and he shapes the vessel that he has in mind. And you know, that's so much like our Lord, the Good Shepherd, that is working with us every day. Well, isn't it a marvelous thing? And of course, we're the clay. That's the human part. I know we have a new life and we're born again, and the Lord works with the whole thing. And his hands work with us. But you know, in order for the Lord to have that vessel come out right, the clay has to be just at a certain consistency. It can't be too hard. And you know, if it's too hard, the potter will pour in some water, which to you and me means the Word of God. But perhaps we'll see a part of that clay where there seems to be lots of water on it, but yet the clay is still hard underneath. Well, what's happened there? Well, don't you think it's the fact in that situation where perhaps that water, the Word of God, is just in our heads, and we haven't got it down into our hearts? So, as it were, that part of us hasn't been softened. Well, you know, the Lord can stop that wheel so that all of our progress stops, and He can work specifically with us on that hard little lump that's in you or me. And the water poured in, and the Holy Spirit applying that water to our souls and to our good. The Lord has the wheel stopped, and He's working right on that little hard spot. As we get, of course, in Song of Solomon, sometimes the Lord allows the north wind to blow, the cold wind. He brings in trouble, as He did in Elijah's life. And He uses that as the wheel is stopped to work with us on that little lump. Well, how marvelous and how patient He is. And how nice it is when we just turn our wills over to the Lord Jesus. When we do that, then we're so lovely and pliable. And think of those hands that the Lord uses to shape us. Those were the hands that were nailed to Calvary's cross. Those were the loving hands that He touched people with diseases. Oh, they're tender, loving hands. And that's how the Lord is working with you and me in this very day. And perhaps particularly in this meeting, the Lord, the potter in the heavens, is applying some pressure to that clay, because the Lord cannot shape out a beautiful vessel if He doesn't apply some pressure. And so if we've never felt pressure in our lives of this nature, maybe we can ask ourselves, you know, do we belong to the Lord at all? Oh, how good and wise the master potter is to get the clay in just the right condition, and then those loving hands that wrap around the clay and bring the pressure just at the right time to bring a lovely vessel. Wouldn't it be a marvelous thing if all of us here, if we let the Lord do that, and so the Lord would produce for us here just the most beautiful vessel that He has in mind. Oh, we have that little poem, I can't quote it all. How does it go? Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Thou art the potter, we are the clay. And so it goes on, that as we yield, the Lord is able to do exactly the very best for us during every day here. You know, we have that little hymn that says, we need Thee every hour, O gracious Lord. And, you know, you and I can shorten that up a lot, can't we? We need the Lord every minute, and we need Him every second.